You may not have heard of a Finnish company called TraceGrow, but you will.
It's Zinc, ZM, Zinc Manganese yeah. Grow. And they're also of note, they're going to be coming out with a product that's got copper in it. It's made by a company called TraceGrow from Finland.
That's Dan Eberhardt with Eberhardt Ag Solutions, farmer entrepreneurs at Langenberg. Their company has applied over 1 million acres of a product, Biosol, a recycled sulfur-based product, the carrier being recycled food waste. But next, says Eberhardt, a product from the TraceGrow company is a foliar fertilizer made from used household-type alkaline batteries in Finland.
Well, you know, I was really excited to go over there and see what they're actually doing before COVID hit, but obviously that's been put on hold. But my understanding is, yeah, they're using standard household batteries. There's nothing special about them. I was asking about the potential long-term for production or manufacturing in Canada, and we have enough here.
It's a liquid concentrate mixed with water and sprayed on wheat, oats, barley, and grass. The Finnish company says that its tests have created up to 27% yield increase. This year they'll experiment with foliar applications of wine grapes and rice. Now, as for Eberhardt and Company, what's next?
But we are working on a product that the inventor of BioSol come up with. It's a new product. It's relatively limited availability right now, but it's called Replenish. And so this is actually a FOS play that combines a micronized phosphorus with the elemental sulfur in the compost. So what we're talking about is biological production of fertility versus, you know, the synthetic high salt typical version everybody's using. But this is a FOS molecule that's being liberated by bugs that feed on iron and they feed on sulfur, creating acidulation, liberating this FOS. It can also be spread on top. So through the micronization of the FOS, it can physically move down through the soil profile, being, you know, about the size of average pore size of soil. Also, you're getting this bugs that are working on the FOS to make it available. So I think we're going to see different versions of BioSol going forward.
Well, beginning today, the Rock Van will be roaming rural roads in the area weekly, and with prior permission and observing the social distancing code, of course, we'll be chatting with our farmer friends about seeding and, yes, their reaction to the pandemic experience. Thanks to McDonald's Yorkton and other generous sponsors, we're toting coffee, muffins, and some giveaways. Thanks to Pathway Supply LP, Value Tire in Yorkton, Yorkton Auction Center, Murray Arnold of Hammond Realty, who, by the way, also is sponsoring On the Land On Demand, new on the Rock website. On the Land from The Rock, I'm Jack Dawes.